Tonight's Shir, Siman Kuflun Dalid, Seif Vav. Seif Vav. Ein oisin miteva kisi la Sefer Torah. You cannot take an aron, dismantle it, and make a shulchan for the Sefer Torah. Al mut lasas miteva gedol katana. But you can make a small aron from a big aron. Vechemut lasas mikisi and gold kisi katana. You can make from a big shulchan a small one. Al osin lasas men a shirafraf. But you cannot make from it a shirafraf, perish kisei katan, a small seat, the kisei for the shulchan. Similarly, you can take from the large pareches and make it into something small, or make it cover for the Sefer Torah. You cannot make it a cover for a chumash. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, sif katan, Chavav. Miteva kise, you cannot take the aron to make a shulchan. Teva hu aron kodesh. Teva is the aron kodesh. Vaf the kise hu gam ken teshmish kedusha. Even though the kise is also teshmish kedusha. Kidel sif gimel like learn sif gimel. Filo hachi yas, it's still forbidden. The teva ha sefer tel munich batamid. The aron, the sefer tel lives all the time. The kise shu al shulchan, whereas the kise, which is the shulchan, einoisna va sefer tel elefamim. The sefer tel is only there on occasion. So it is a downgrade of Kedusha. Sifkan Chav Zayin, Kis L'Chumash. It is forbidden to make a cover for the Chumash from the Pareches. Tehavilo Meshamash Efom Sefer Torah Gufo, because the Machaber holds that the Pareches on occasion is used for the Sefer Torah itself, Kanak said before. V'Chumash Afilo Mu'asa V'Glila Kedusha Sokam Sefer Torah. And the Chumash, even though it's made in a scroll form, still has less Kedusha in the Sefer Torah, because the Chumash is just Pareches, just Shemos, one Chelik of the Torah, as opposed to the Sefer Torah, which is all Chamisha Chumash Torah. Sifkan Chav Chas Asa. So it's forbidden to downgrade the Pareches. V'Koshkin Sha'asa Lichach Mapa Shal Sefer Torah Al Nevi'im. And certainly you cannot use a Sefer Torah cover to become a Nevi'im cover. U'mapa Sha'parasin Al Shulchan. And as far as the cloth that we use to cover the Shulchan, also the first of all, Amos Nechazin cannot be downgraded to be the cover of the Chazin's Shtender. U'mapa Sha'parasin Al Sefer Torah. The covers for the Sefer Torah, Yechon L'Son B'Kaisel Beis HaKnesses. You can retire them by hanging them on the walls of the shul. Similarly, the silver ornaments of the Sefer Torah, they could be placed on the pillars of the shul. And the reason is, they're not serving the walls or the amudim. So it's just, this is how they're placed. You put them here, you put them there. They're not being used in this location. So that's not considered a downgrade if they're on display in these locations. The Ramah writes, "Uparoiches shenachdu toil lefnei aron, the paroiches that we hang in front of the aron, ein lo kedushas aron, does not have any kedusha of the aron. Rak kedushas basic nesses has kedusha of basic nesses. V'chein aklonos sa'oy shebotan laparoiches, and the poles that hold the paroiches are also just kedushas basic nesses. Now we should not use those poles that hold the pareches to become those pieces of wood that indicate where we're laning, the daily laning. Because they don't have the same level, kedusha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sif katan chavtes. Ein lo kedushas aron. Our pareches does not have kedushas aron. In our days, we never put the Sefer Torah protected in the pareches without a cover. So you can take the pareches and make it to a cover on the shulchan where we lay in from. In the Mechaber says you can't. For the Mechaber, it's a downgrade. For us, it's actually an upgrade. We have to wonder, why is it that the minhag is to take old paroiches and use it as a chuppah for chasanim, for the chuppah? Maybe based on make that determination, we find this concept in sifches. It was a given that a paroiches is going to be used for chuppah. So what kedusha does the paroiches have? Kedusha of the shul. As far as the Sefer Torah goes, it's tashmish to tashmish, and that doesn't have kedusha. Nonetheless, Lagar Mishar Klei Beis HaKnesses, we're not going to make it less than other items of the shul, Shedinim Klei Beis HaKnesses, that have a locha of the shul, al shar tashrish to tashrish in a bit sickness. But if you have tashrish and tashrish, that's not a chelik of the shul. Gon shal tefillin kedaimer, like a bag that holds tefillin, which doesn't hold the tefillin, holds the case that holds the tefillin. Ein bo kedusha klal, there won't be any kedusha there at all. Sifkan laman alf she enam kedoshim. Now you can't use the poles that hold up the peroiches to mark where you're leaning from, because there's no kedusha. She ain lo lenoi v'lo lemalbush. It's not making it nice. It's not dressing the sefer Torah. Like a simon ba'almush lo yitu. It's just a mark. You shouldn't make a mistake. V'alken havi horoda mikedusha b'sekenes. And therefore, to take the pole that holds the peroiches and make it into the marker is actually a downgrade from the kedusha b'sekenes. However, v'achshav shenagul l'slos hayad b'sefer Torah lenoi. Today the minig is to hang the yad on the sefer Torah, and it's beautiful. Imkain tashrish kedusha, have then it's tashrish kedusha. The vadim mutal asos miklo nosim. Then you can take the poles that hold the peroiches and use it for the yad. So it used to be the yad did not service the sefer Torah the way we do today. So today's yad is tashrish kedusha. That's tashrish kedusha. Isa b'sefer chasidim simin tof kuf lamid hay. Sefer chasidim writes. You don't put into the Aron Kodesh puzzle portions of parchment, because that downgrades the Kedusha of the Aron. But the Maganavam says maybe it's okay because Beistin made this condition, it was understood when they made the Aron. And the Yerava writes this in the name of Shir Knesset Gedolah. That we do put the pasul parchments in the Aron. But if it's not a Sefer Torah, it's a Chumash or other Svarim, one should be careful. Not to put it into the Aron, even temporarily, although where the not Sefer Torah is there. The Aron that's built into the wall, we mentioned this before in Sif Gimel the Ramah. The Yeshlo Ra Kedushas basic Knesses. It doesn't have Tashmisha Kedusha. It's a safe in the wall. It's just Tashmisha. It's considered Kedusha basic Knesses. Shari. There you can put in Chumashim and others for. If you look in the Taz, he's upset by the minhag of Shana Rabo. When they take out the Sifrei Torah, some from their door, they put a candle, a lit candle, into the Aron. To have a doifin Aron HaKadosh. It's part of the walls of the Aron. Tashrish lo osa ner. It's serving the ner. How do you do that? So he felt that's a downgrade of the Kedusha. How do you put a candle into the Aron? It's for the Sefer Torah. Now, in order for an Aron to get Kedusha, it has to be made a permanent Aron. Then even though it's old, you still can't use the old one for other uses. You can't downgrade it. But if the Aron is a temporary Aron, until the Rebbe Hashem gives them the ability and the wherewithal to build a beautiful Aron properly. Once they build the second Aron, the first Aron will lose its Kedusha. Therefore, you could put other Svarim into that original Aron, which is a temporary Aron to begin with. Also, you're not allowed to use Svarim for your own benefit. If it's sunny out, you don't hold B'sefer to block the sun. You want privacy, so you hold up a sefer to hide what you're doing. You can't do that. If you want to put a sefer down to lift up the sefer you're learning from, to lift it up, that there's room to allow. And if a sefer is resting, certainly you can put another sefer on top of it. If the sun is shining on the sefer you're learning, in case of great need, you can take another sefer to create shade. It's not for himself, he's trying to learn. Don't put lines into your journal on top of a sefer. There's no kedusha in the journal that you just put in the lines in. But if you have Divrei Torah written in the journal already, we could be lenient in Litzarach if there's a need to rest on top of a sefer. Don't put any kind of journal or notebook that has no divrei Torah into a sefer. For that matter, nothing should go in a sefer. And of course, it's forbidden to write in the sefer your financial dealings and other calculations. You don't use a sefer to try out your quill, your fountain pen, to blot it, that it shouldn't run on the thing you're about to write. And we should protest against those who are bookbinders and they use in the binding old pieces of Kisvei Kodesh. We know whoever destroys Kisvei Kodesh violates the Isser L'Sasson. And even he says, I'll be careful not to erase any words, but for Hashem, especially Hashem's name, it's still a downgrade of the Kedusha of Isser Gomes Tol Isser. If you look at some old books, you'll see in the binding was other books. So that's the time he has not to take a sefer and do that to a sefer.